Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Decades before Americans devoured cooking shows like Top Chef and The Barefoot Contessa, they learned how to dice, bake, and braise with the host of this pioneering program that debuted in 1963.
Hello, I'm Julia Child. Welcome to The French Chef and the first show on our series on French cooking. We're going to make...
A reality-inspired series about TV's first celebrity chef premieres on HBO Max today. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with the local food stylist who lovingly orchestrated every food scene in Julia.
As a kid in the 70s and 80s, Christine Tobin says her Saturdays were like Julia Child marathons.
It was just like always on, like it was like background. Her voice and just the softness of the black and white set, I remember.
It takes a lot of onions to make onion soup if you're a do-it-yourself type and want to do it from scratch. Onion soup is an
Julia Child lived in Cambridge, and beginning in the early 60s, revolutionized the way Americans cooked. She gave them the confidence to use fresh ingredients instead of canned soup or frozen TV dinners.
She was very natural and embracing and supportive and all the things that we want in a friend, right? Or someone to teach us as an educator.
When Tobin started making simple recipes for her parents in Holliston, she mimicked Child's methods and quirky voice.
I just wanted to be Julia.
In her 20s, Tobin studied art, but eventually pursued her own culinary career as a food stylist, making and creatively arranging dishes for cookbook photos and Hollywood films. Then, in January 2020, she got a call from a producer of the HBO series Julia that was slated for production in Massachusetts.
Of course, I said yes. And got off the phone and immediately started sweating a bit.
Tobin got to work dissecting every food scene and recipe in Julia's script with the show's creators. The story follows Child's quest to host an educational cooking show on WGBH.
I do think it should be a show where any old American housewife in the country could make whatever it is I'm making.
Brilliant. French food for everyone, not just the White House.
In their on-set kitchen, Tobin and her team of chefs cracked thousands of eggs to make omelets, chocolate mousse, and stressful soufflés over and over again.
You know, you don't just make one soufflé for camera. You have to make 16 to 24. You just keep going until they say cut.
Tobin also designed the restaurant and cooking scenes in Julia to look as authentic as Child was in real life.
Dark meat?
Of course.
The food stylist prepped ingredients for actress Sarah Lancashire to slice and sauté on camera, including the chicken and mushrooms for the French chef's first shoot.
I'm neither French nor a chef, but here I am. Hey, Sarah, Sarah. Now today, we're going to do coq au vin. That's French for chicken and red wine. It's one of the best.
In her Roslindale home, Tobin demonstrates how she made that dish repeatedly, and she sounds a bit like Child.
Can't get enough butter.
Tobin says her team went through hundreds of pounds of butter during production. She sourced other ingredients from local purveyors to honor her culinary hero's spirit, including Child's beloved butcher shop, Savinor's.
Yeah, she's totally trying to be true to Julia and do her the justice that she feels she deserves.
That's Ron Savinor. He and his father, Jack, were close with Child and supplied her with prime cuts for decades. Jack even appeared on The French Chef, which helped put Savinor's on the map. Now Ron Savinor feels humbled to carry on Child's legacy in Cambridge, and he relates to Tobin's sense of responsibility.
To be in that position to do that, well, that's an honor in itself, isn't it? And I don't think they could have put it in better hands than Christine.
Christine Tobin didn't start food styling for films until she was 39. While working on Julia, she learned more about the challenges Child faced, embarking on a new career as a woman in midlife.
But at this stage of my life, I don't want to feel invisible. I want to feel relevant. I want to be relevant.
Well, then, you have to do it.
Child was 50 then, same age Tobin is now.
I just find myself identifying with her far more now than I did when I was watching her at 10 years old.
Julia Child died in 2004 at age 91 after hosting a slew of cooking shows. Tobin still loves how Child ended each French Chef episode by sitting down and sharing the final dish with her viewers before signing off with this famous phrase.
Bon appétit!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.